into his place is Mr. Mark Valentine. The big event coming up this Sunday at 1 p.m. Actually, I believe that he's looking for help because he's going to unfurl four giant flags. And he, of course, I believe these things are huge. You know how big these flags are, Joe?
I have an idea about how big they are, yes.
Okay. Mr. Valentine, step right up to that microphone. This isn't like TV.
Howdy, Kev.
How are you, sir?
Good, good, thanks. Nice to be back.
Nice to have you here. We'll have you just for a couple of minutes, you know,
sure,
for five,
sure.
6 minutes, because this is a big deal. Give us a little bit of a bio on you. From what I understand, you are quite the guy.
Well, I'd rather talk about the flags, but basically, I'm curator of the National Flag Exhibit. We started the original flag, the Mount Rushmore flag, which a lot of here in Marshfield remember. We flew it for an anniversary at Green Harbor off a huge crane. Mm. The flags, everybody, are 9 stories high by 2 highway lanes wide. Wow. And it grew from the Mount Rushmore flag. We've done 3 of these historic flags at the Furnace Brook Middle School and also at the high school one time.
That's where I remember them from.
And probably. And, of course, we're way back to 1985, all those that survived the famous Montilio's pie fight, where we threw 5,000 pies at the Marshfield Fair in a minute and 20 seconds. But I'm the same person. But we've taken these historic flags. We now, Kevin, have 30 of them. Each one's commissioned by a different branch of the government. And we're going to be doing 4 of them at the Ritter Country Club, which is now the Ritter Farm Golf Course. It's a free event on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the day before Memorial Day. It's something to really take the grandchildren, all those that were at the pie fight with me in 1985. We all now have grandchildren. It's to bring the grandchildren on a camera. And as I said, a free event. We're going to take an historic photo. Most of the photos we do take over the years have been in Life magazine. And matter of fact, there's one that's on the poster, Kevin, has been in the Smithsonian magazine 4 times. So it's the idea is to have everyone show up at 12:30. It's only going to be about a half hour of your time.
Okay.
But I'm sure everyone, with the help of Marshfield folks, can help be in, and also be in this historic photo.
Mm. Well, don't forget, this radio station reaches more than just Marshfield. So I say anybody within listening, you know, range, if they have this tuned on.
Well, absolutely. Well, for example, the Coast Guard North Pole Expedition flag that the Coast Guard took to the North Pole mm-hmm. was first brought back to Scituate and was first flown for their Heritage Days several years ago. Every town in the county of Plymouth has hosted these flags one time or another. But to see 4 of these flags, giant flags, end-to-end-to-end, with your help, coming down the 9th fairway around the pond there, right in front of the Inn on the Green. And for those folks that would like to see it from the restaurant, it's right in front of that little pond that's on Cameron's Inn on the Green. You can get a nice luncheon table there and watch the whole ceremony. It's only going to take about a half hour for this historic photo, and we encourage families, groups to come, and you know where you're going to be on the flag so you can find yourself in the photo.
I got to ask you a question. That is, where did you do it? Did you do it in Halifax last year, or did you do it in Hanson?
We did it in Halifax 2 years ago.
That's what I thought. Okay, right. Yeah, because I remember this is something that you Every so often, you like to pull these out.
Well, the guest star that we're bringing, if we have enough people, we have the 4 American flags, including the World War II commemorative flag. You know, I've taken these flags to 34 countries. Mm. They were the first American flags carried under the English Channel. And also what we're doing, which we usually have in Washington for Memorial Day, which is the Rolling Thunder, is the 90-foot Navy flag, which we have with us this time. So we're having the sea cadets from the Mass Maritime Academy are going to be unfurling that. So as I said, if everyone, this is a bring the children, bring the grandchildren, free event at the Ritter Country Club on Sunday, the day, this coming Sunday, the day before Memorial Day. Mm. It's only going to take a half hour of your time. So come and be in this historic photo. That's the idea, Kev.
Okay. What if folks want to get in contact with you and find out more information? Is there a website or anything like that to jab this stuff?
Well, there's a number. There's a number. It's 781-293-5662. And as I said, it's a chance to come and touch these flags. But most of these flags, including the Mount Rushmore flag, which we flew here in Green Harbor, has been touched now by more Americans than any other flag in history. So we encourage people to come down and be a part of this, grab a corner of the flag, and get in this historic photo.
And probably finally, you know, it's not like you haven't done things in Whitman before. It's, I believe, a couple of St. Patrick's Days ago, you unfurled one of the...
The largest Irish flag in the world.
Remember that, in front of... What's the name of that place?
McGuigan's Pub.
McGuigan's Pub.
You can read my mind.
Right.
Last time Richard was here, he brought pizzas. We have to have him back in. No free pizzas. In,
yeah,
yeah, he's a great guy.
Definitely has some good pizzas. Right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Mark, for
coming. I appreciate it.
I hope that you have a tremendous turnout to unfurl these these four giant flags.
Well, with the help of all the Marshfield folks, that I'm the same guy that have been doing this here in town and everything for 26 years.
Excellent. And folks, don't forget, it's going to be at 1 p.m. sharp this coming Sunday over at the Ritter. Is it the Ritter?
Ritter Country Club. It's now the Ritter Farm Golf Course, but it's a great golf course. And as a matter of fact, they're having free golf for all veterans on Monday. Play. If you like golf, go over and play for free.
Very good. Well, we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Joe Rossi's favorite guy, Junior D'Amato. Don't go anywhere.